This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Abigail T. Tickle, one of the bug books, written by me. This book is dedicated to Celia, my Celia. She's always in my life, for there is no life without her. And as a side note, we got married on July 5th, 2010. As you lay on a summer's day in a cool and shady place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. And in this place live bugs, that's all. North of north, beyond old Weevil Castle, is a well-worn path that begins in the small town of Beetleburg. Like a squiggling worm, it wiggles over the mountains following the bubbling waters of Cootydoo Creek. If you live in Beetleburg, this rugged path is the only way to get to Bugville. Late in the summer, young T. Abigail Tickle walked down this very path. She didn't want to leave Beetleburg, but her parents had fallen on hard times. With suitcase in hand, her mom had walked with her the entire way to Bugville. There she dropped T. Abigail off with her grandparents, Ivory and Mariah Tickle, the owners of Tickle's Music and More. Whether you're born there or moved there, Bugville is truly a wonderful place for bugs to live. Now, T. Abigail had been to Bugville before, but only for short visits of a few days or more. This stay would be longer, maybe a year or two. She would even have to go to school here. That thought scared her more than having to live away from her parents. Ivory and Mariah took T. Abigail to the spare bedroom in their apartment above the music store. This was to be her room for some time to come. Sadly, she unpacked her suitcase, hanging her clothes in the closet. Finally, with a shaking hand, she gently pulled out her most prized possession. With a tiny tear trickling down her cheek, she set a framed picture on the bedside table. She sat on the edge of the bed and looked at the picture for the longest time. It was a photograph of her mother, her father, and her pet pod puppy, Pickles. Late August in Bugville is the time when young bugs get ready to go back to school. The stores on Ivy, Mum, and Main Street fill with shopping bugs. Parent bugs, their children in tow, move quickly from store to store buying new school clothes and supplies. This year was no different. The cash registers at Dudes, Duds, and Doodles and Noodles rang with the merry music of money passing hands. T. Abigail Tickle, from a room above the music store, looked down on the crowd below. She felt so very alone. She didn't know any of the other school-age bugs. She was from another town, which now seemed a billion miles away. With a sigh, she stepped away from the window and sadly walked downstairs. T. Abigail's grandparents were busy helping Melody Moth and her mother Mona pick out a new three-valve pedal pump trumpet. Bored beyond words, Abigail plopped down on a stool behind the counter. She secretly watched as two suspicious-looking bugs stuffed a lute, a flute, and a harmonica into their pockets. These were the Bugler brothers, up to no good again. Quickly, Abigail rushed to her grandfather's side and said, "Grandpa, those bugs are stealing from your store." Old Ivory and Mariah looked up. Sure enough, there were the Bugler brothers slipping out the door. "Stop right there, you little thieves," said Mariah as she grabbed them both by their collars. "Tattletale," muttered the brothers as they glared at T. Abigail. "My granddaughter is no tattletale," Ivory proudly puffed. He put his arm around T. Abigail and declared, "She's my number one clerk." For the rest of the week, T. Abigail was the center of attention at Tickle's Music and More. But soon, everything went back to normal. Soon, she again found herself sitting in her room with nothing to do and no one to do it with. That very next Monday was the first day of school. Early in the morning, Mariah walked with Abigail to Buttonwood School and signed her up for classes. When all the paperwork was complete, Mariah went back to the store. T. Abigail Tickle was left all alone, surrounded by strangers at her new school. With a note in her hand from Mr. Clipwell, the school principal, Abigail walked down the long hall towards Ms. Grammer's class. She didn't want to go. She didn't know anybody, and no one knew her. On her way to her new classroom, Abigail saw something very odd indeed. A student was writing on the wall in the hall with a can of spray paint, and what he was writing wasn't very nice. Bugly rhymes with ugly. T. Abigail Tickle hugged her backpack to her chest and hurried down the hall. T. Abigail quickly told her new teacher, Ms. Grammer, what she had seen. Ms. Grammer sent a note to the office, and the school secretary, Ms. Priz, told the principal. Well, let me tell you, Principal Clipwell was not happy at all. It didn't take long for him to catch the culprit, one of the big bugs, Bubba Big's little brother, Buckley. Snitch, muttered Buckley as he was taken to the office. T. Abigail is a tattletale. You are wrong, Buckley, said Miss Grammer. She is no tattletale. She did the right thing. She is my number one student today. Abigail felt as special could be. Later that morning, in the middle of math, T. Abigail went to recess with the rest of her class. She didn't know anyone, so she wasn't asked to play. Sadly, she sat on the steps of the school and looked around. She secretly watched as Cootie Doo, LeClunk, and Cricket Clicket shared a math problem from that day's lesson. I couldn't figure out number two, sighed Cootie Doo. It was just too hard. Miss Grammer's going to make me do it again. Here, you can look at mine, giggled Cricket as she turned her paper so that he could see. Oh, laughed Cootie Doo as he saw the math problem done right. That's what I was doing wrong. Quickly, he changed his answer. Then, with the ringing of the bell, the two young bugs hurried back to class. T. Abigail fussed with her hair and, with a sly smile, followed them inside. Said Miss Grammer, clearing her throat. Settle down. Settle down. Now, everyone please pass your math papers to the front. And with a confident smile, Cootie Doo passed his worksheet to Cricket. She stacked hers on top and then passed them both on to Abigail. Cootie Doo's smile quickly faded as T. Abigail Tickle raised his assignment in the air and said, Ms. Grammer! Ms. Grammer! These two bugs cheated. The boy bug copied from the girl bug. Is this true? Ms. Grammer asked. Well, sort of, muttered Cootie Doo and Cricket. Ms. Grammer shook her head and softly said, I will need to see both of you after class. And then someone, maybe everyone, whispered, T. Abigail, the T stands for tattletale. Miss Grammer said nothing, nothing at all. T. Abigail spent the rest of that day and the next watching for things to tell about. She saw Ms. Priz chewing bubblegum, which wasn't allowed on the school grounds. She told Mr. Clipwell. She saw Bubba Big toss trash on the grass. Littering was against school rules, so she told Mr. Crumb. She saw this, she saw that. She saw everything, and for everything Abigail saw, she told someone. But most of the things she saw were little things being done wrong, and sometimes not saying anything about little things is the right thing to do. T. Abigail Tickle had truly become a tattletale with a capital T. Later that week, T. Abigail got to school early, as she always did. She shrugged off her backpack and took out a cookie she had brought for lunch. Then, munching away, she looked out at the playground for things to tattle about. There would surely be a tale or two for the teacher. But no one was playing. All of her classmates and many other Buttonwood students stood nearby looking at her. Aren't you all supposed to be playing? She asked. Maybe I should tell. Aren't you supposed to be playing? Asked Cootie Doo. Maybe, said Cricket, we should tell on you. Tell on me, mumbled Abigail, crumbs exploding from her mouth. Yeah, said Cootie Doo, for eating on the playground. And sure enough, right above Abigail's head was a sign that read, No food on the playground. No problem. I'll put the cookie away, T. Abigail said, slipping what was left into her backpack. Too bad. So sad, laughed Cricket. We're going to tell. But I put the cookie away, T. Abigail protested. If you tell all, you'll just be a tattletale. Like you? Asked Cootie Doo. That's mean, pouted T. Abigail. Like you, the kids chorused. It was then that T. Abigail Tickle realized that in telling on her classmates, she had been very, very mean. With a heavy heart, she realized she had some apologizing to do. If you wish to tattle a tale, stop and think again. Remember T. Abigail Tickle and the trouble she got in.